Title: Sampler Start Point Modulation for Varination Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. Today we're doing one of the most unfairly powerful sound design moves in drum and bass: start point modulation. This is basically the art of moving where a sample begins playing, on purpose, in a controlled way. And in DNB, that's pure gold, because micro variation is the difference between this loops and this rolls. We're talking hats that don't repeat exactly, break textures that evolve, and that slightly human, slightly chaotic feel without needing a new sample every 8 bars. By the end, you'll have two practical tools. First, a rolling top loop generator for hats, shakers, little percussion textures. Second, a jungle-style break variator that scans the start point in a safe range so the break stays tight, but never feels copy-pasted. Before we touch any modulation, quick mindset shift. Don't think modulate the whole sample. Think in safe windows, little regions inside the sample that always sound usable. Your job is to find those windows and then let modulation play inside them. That's how you get pro variation instead of train wreck randomness. Part A: Choosing the right sample. Start point modulation works best when the sample has lots of micro detail to scan through. Great choices are 1 to 4 bar hat loops, shaker loops, ride loops, Foley textures like a vinyl noise or mechanical clicks, and of course breakbeats like the Amen or Think. What I'd avoid at first: super short one shots with no tail, because there's nothing to scan, and samples with long attacks, because if you modulate the start you might miss the transient, and suddenly everything feels late. And that feels late thing is real, by the way. Dart modulation can land you just after the transient, and your brain hears that as a delay. If your groove suddenly loses confidence, it's usually because you're starting too far away from the bite. Cool. Let's build tool number one. Part B: Rolling hats with simpler, fast, effective, very DNB. Create a MIDI track, drop in a drum rack, and drag a hat loop or shaker loop onto an empty pad. Ableton will load simpler on that pad automatically. Now open simpler and set it to classic mode, not slice. Classic is what we want for smooth start scanning. And I also recommend turning warp off inside simpler for this, at least while you're dialing it in. It tends to keep the transient behavior tighter and more predictable. Next, we're going to make a loop behave like a hat engine, meaning each MIDI note triggers a short, consistent burst of that loop. Set voices to 1 or 2. One voice is surprisingly important for tightness, because every hit resets the texture instead of overlapping into a wash. If you want a little more smear later, you can try 2 to 4 voices, but be careful with release. Make sure trigger is on, so each note plays from the start point rather than continuing from where it left off. Now the amp envelope. Keep attack extremely short, basically 0 to 1 millisecond. Decay somewhere around 60 to 180 milliseconds depending on how tight you want the hats. Sustain all the way down, negative infinity or very low, and release around 20 to 80 milliseconds. What this does is turn your loop into a per-hit texture. You're not playing the loop, you're sampling little moments from it like it's a moving hat generator. Now, the core trick: start point modulation. Find the start parameter in simpler. We're going to modulate it in two ways: random per hit and slow movement over time. You can use either one, but combining them subtly is where it gets really alive. First, random per hit. Go to the controls tab and look for start modulation. Enable the modulation for start and choose random, or whatever random style modulation source your version of live provides there. Start small. Set the amount around 2 to 8%. Listen. The goal is micro timbre changes. Not wrong hits. Not gaps. Not sudden silence. If your hats start sounding like they're glitching, you're scanning too far. And here's a coach tip: don't judge it on one bar. Loop 8 to 16 bars. Because start modulation is a long-form decision. You're listening for harsh moments that stick out, repeated samey clusters, or unexpected holes. It's like you're quality checking the behavior over time. Second option: subtle movement over time, like the loop is slowly drifting. Add the stock LFO device. Where you put it depends on your goal. If you want it to affect just this pad, drop the LFO inside the pad's device chain and map it to simpler start. If you want to control multiple pads with one LFO, you can place it earlier in the chain, but for now keep it simple and do it on the pad. Set the LFO shape to sine or triangle. Rate somewhere between a half bar and 4 bars, but I love 2 to 4 bars for DNB because it moves at phrase scale. Keep the amount tiny, like 2 to 6%, and use the offset so the LFO stays inside a safe zone of the sample. This is important. Random plus LFO is the two-speed modulation trick. Random gives hit-to-hit variety. LFO gives phrase-level evolution. Each one subtle, but together it feels complex without sounding out of control. Now let's make it groove like drum and bass. At 174 BPM, with 1/16th hats, tiny start moves go a long way. If you start doing 1/32nd rolls or flam fills, reduce the modulation range or your groove will lose its grid confidence. It'll feel like the drummer is tripping. Add a little groove from Groove Pool if you want, but keep it tasteful. 5-15% swing is already noticeable in DNB. Then add velocity variation in the MIDI clip. Aim hats roughly in the 55-90 range, randomish, and to add some intentional accents. You can also vary note lengths slightly to get a mix of tight ticks and slightly longer hats. Now shape the sound so it sits in a mix. After simpler, EQ8, high pass somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz to clean mod. If it's harsh, a small dip around 3 to 5 kHz can save your ears. And if you need a little sparkle, a gentle shelf around 8 to 12 kHz. Then add saturator. Drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. This helps the hats feel glued and present without needing to be louder. And optionally add auto filter. High pass or band pass are great for tops. You can automate cutoff per section for builds, or use a tiny envelope amount for subtle movement. Quick problem solver, if the hats suddenly feel late or mushy once you modulate start, you're probably missing the transient. Two fixes. 1. Shorten the amp decay, so the ear locks onto the initial bite you do catch. 2. Add a transient anchor layer. That's just a clean one-shot hat click, high-passed aggressively, with no start modulation. The modulated layer becomes air and texture, the anchor keeps the groove punching on grid. Nice. That's tool 1. Now tool 2. Break scanning with sampler. This is the deeper control version. Part C. Jungle break start scanning with sampler. Drop sampler on a MIDI track and drag in a break. Amen. Think, whatever you like. Do a little prep. Turn snap on and find a clean transient region. Also consider trimming silence at the start of the sample in the sample editor if there's dead space. Because start modulation plus silence equals random holes, and you don't want that unless you really mean it. For this lesson, we're using the approach where one MIDI note triggers evolving microchops via start modulation, still in classic behavior. We're not slicing first, though slicing and then modulating inside slices is an awesome hybrid when you want predictable rhythm with timbral variation. Set your amp envelope tight, similar to the hat's idea. Attack at 0. Decay around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Sustain down. Release 20 to 80 milliseconds. And set voices to 1 for tight rolls. Now open the matrix in sampler. This is where the magic routing happens. Choose a modulation source. Use R&D for per note variation, and later you can add an LFO for rhythmic scanning. Your target is sample start, sometimes labeled as start, sample offset, or sample start depending on the view. Start with a small amount. Think in milliseconds worth of movement, like 3 to 10 milliseconds equivalent. Or if it's in percent, keep it small. The exact number isn't the point. The behavior is, you want it to grab different micro moments while still hitting strong transients. Now a pro move, map velocity to sample start as well, or map velocity to the amount of start modulation. This is the dig deeper into the sample trick. Accents don't just get louder, they become different material. That's how you get realism and avoid machine gun repetition. Now let's talk about keeping the groove locked, because this is where people either sound pro or completely derail. Two rules. 1. Set a safe zone. Adjust the start and end markers so you're only scanning within the usable transient area of the break, not the whole file. Safe windows, remember. 2. Use gate-like envelopes. Short decay means even if start shifts slightly, the hit stays short and rhythmic. If it starts sounding like the break is stumbling, don't immediately blame the modulation source. First, reduce the scan range. Second, tighten the amp envelope. Third, consider layering a stable transient, the same way we discussed with hats. Once you get a break variation that feels good, do the workflow that turns happy accidents into actual weapons. Resample. Create an audio track called Resample Break VAR. Set its input to resampling. Record 8 to 16 bars of your modulated break. Then right-click that audio and slice to new MIDI track, using transient slicing. Now you've basically generated your own custom break pack out of one loop. And the huge advantage is arrangement control. Instead of leaving everything live modulated forever, you can pick the best moments, repeat them intentionally, and save CPU. Now, where do we use this in a DNB arrangement so it feels intentional? In an intro, try slow LFO drift on hats over 2 to 4 bars. In the build, gradually increase start modulation depth so the energy rises without adding new elements. In drop A, Keep random per hit variation subtle so it stays rolling and confident. In drop B or a switch, push the modulation further or switch to a different safe window so it feels like an evolution, not just more. And in the last 8 bars, you can do that fraying tape vibe. Increase randomness, filter down a little, then slam back to clean on the next phrase for impact. Common mistakes to avoid. Canning too far is number 1. You land on silence or non-transience and the groove collapses. Lawn attacks are another big one. You miss the transient and everything sounds late. Also, don't over-randomize your core transient layers. Keep kick and snare stable. Modulate hats, percussion, break layers, textures. And finally, don't skip constraints. Random start with no safe zone equals unpredictable timing. It might be cool once, but it's not reliable. Let's do a quick mini practice you can knock out in 15 minutes. Load a 2-bar hat loop into simpler and classic mode. Program a 1/16th hat pattern for 8 bars at 174 BPM. Add random start modulation at 5%. Add an LFO map to start at a 2-bar rate, amount around 3%. Resample 8 bars and slice it to a new MIDI track. Then arrange a 16-bar drop. Bars 1 to 8 are subtle. Bars 9 to 16 increase modulation and add a filter automation for an energy lift. Your deliverable is a drop that rolls without feeling looped. That's the goal. Final recap. Start point modulation gives you organic variation by scanning different microsections of a sample per hit. Small amounts of the whole game, especially at high BPM. Constrain your scan range with safe windows so the groove stays tight. Simpler is fast and deadly for rolling tops. Sampler goes deeper with the matrix and performance style modulation like velocity and random. This audio version is shortened for playback.